Since losing her textile factory job in November, Rosemary Hadib has struggled to support her four young sons. Her family has survived on her $860 severance pay, and Rosemary has tried to eke out a living by hawking clothes.
I'm worried about the life, my children, because my children are my priority. Since I'm a single parent, the life they're going to have whilst I'm not employed.
Rosemary and around 1,500 others lost their jobs in November when one of Swaziland's largest textile factories closed. Now, other textile factories have followed suit. The closures come after the United States removed Swaziland from a US free trade bloc, the Africa Growth Opportunity Act, or AGOA, for consistently failing to meet the bloc's criteria on human rights and freedom of expression. Analysts say that Swaziland's exit from AGOA could cost up to 17,000 jobs, a huge number for a country of just 1.25 million. According to Human Rights Watch, unemployment in Swaziland is already at 40%, while the World Bank says that more than 60% of the population lives below the poverty line. The majority of the factories are based here in Manzini, Swaziland's second largest city and industrial hub. Each day, thousands of workers from rural villages come through the city's hectic bus station. Removal from AGOA means textile factories that make clothing for the US market must now pay costly trade tariffs, increasing the cost of production to the point that owners are opting to shut down instead of risk running at a loss. US President Barack Obama first suspended Swaziland from AGOA in May 2014 after years of insufficient progress on meeting AGOA criteria on workers' rights. The government was issued a deadline to amend laws that were considered repressive. One of these laws was Swaziland's Suppression of Terrorism Act, which allows police to break up demonstrations under the pretext of national security and is blasted by critics as a tool to harass and detain activists.
I've been threatened with arrest and actually arrested.
Vanda Mons is Secretary General of ATUSWA, one of Swaziland's largest trade unions. In October, with the AGOA deadline already passed, Vanda and other members of ATUSWA tried to organise a march in an attempt to pressure the government to act before losing AGOA. The day before the march was due to take place, authorities warned Vanda it posed a risk to security. The day after, police arrested Vanda in his home and questioned him for 4 hours. Vanda says that the Swazi authorities are reluctant to address AGOA eligibility requirements that provide protections for workers' rights.
Government do not want people to assemble, because if people assemble, they discuss issues. And if people discuss issues, they also chart a way forward on how to address the issues they are raising. But government frowns on that. Then that is why government is reluctant to adhere to the AGOA benchmarks.
Since an economic crisis in 2011, civil unrest in Swaziland has been on the rise. The country is Africa's last absolute monarchy, ruled since 1986 by King Swati III, a flamboyant autocrat, fond of luxury cars and shopping trips to Europe, who exerts tight control over the population. Human rights groups have long criticised Swaziland for arbitrary arrests and imprisonments, as well as for limiting freedom of expression. Political parties are banned. Petrus Kambakuska Magagula is a professor of political science at the University of Swaziland. He says that the loss of AGOA will cause further, more serious unrest as citizens observe the rise of democracy in neighbouring South Africa and Mozambique.
As long as the government is behaving in this way, there is no way you can make people change and be submissive the way they were 5 years, 10 years back. No, they won't. And they are not the same people that you were controlling something like 10 years, 20 years ago anyway. These are the new people, the youth.
The AGOA loss is expected to continue to severely damage Swaziland's economy, as workers who lost their jobs will no longer have money to pay for goods and services. Analysts predict the economic effects of Swaziland's removal from AGOA will go beyond the thousands who lose their factory jobs. Each textile worker supports five dependents on average. There are also concerns that part of the female majority workforce will turn to prostitution to support their families, exacerbating Swaziland's HIV rate, which is already the highest in the world, affecting about 26% of the population. Swaziland was officially removed from the AGOA trade pact at the beginning of 2015 and now has to reapply, which is a long process. Madagascar, removed in 2009 after a military coup, was just reinstated at the beginning of this year. Sam Cowie for FSRN, Manzini, Swaziland.